Students from the University of South Florida's Community Real Estate Development Certificate Program presented three projects focusing on affordable housing today at USF's Channelside campus. These real estate development projects dealt with transitional housing for disabled veterans, affordable housing for city workers, and the creation of a resource guide to affordable housing developments. Tom Zuniga is the principal instructor of the class.
We offer classroom training in real estate analysis basics, real estate finance. We focus on learning the language of development. We focus on creating a social entrepreneurial attitude. We focus on understanding underserved market communities and their inherent economic power. We then ask our students to apply what they learn in the classroom to an actual project.
Zuniga told WMNF what students can learn in the program.
And what we'd like to do through this program is to identify community-based organizations who have enough entrepreneurial skill, understand the basics of real estate analysis, understand the language of lending and real estate development, to be able to identify opportunities, okay, within their neighborhoods that they can then use to package deals that might attract larger developers to partner with them.
One of the students in last year's class was Ron Rotello, who is now with the West Shore Community Development Corporation. He described a project he started in that class that might break ground soon.
And it's located in the heart of the West Shore Business District, right by Spruce and Lois. It's a 57-unit for-sale townhome project.
The students are developers, community activists, municipal employees, and others concerned about community real estate development. Tampa City Councilmember Tom Scott addressed the class on the importance of projects like these and said that local governments could streamline the process for affordable housing developments in order to bring down the costs to low-income residents.
What is affordable housing? I think you all probably have grappled with that and raised that question over and over again. I believe that affordable housing is attainable housing.
One group of students created a resource guide for the City of Tampa and Hillsborough County affordable housing programs. A manual and an online guide were created, as student Israel Segura from the City of Tampa's Housing and Community Development Division explains.
What it is a community resource guide, a combined collaborative effort between the city and the county to help potential developers, economic developers, whether they be commercial, residential developers, nonprofits, that want some guidance in how to navigate through the public sector's resources and programs and building. You know, we put together a how-to, basically.
According to the Department of Children and Families, Hillsborough County has over 9,500 homeless residents. There are an estimated 200,000 homeless veterans in the country, and 4% are female. One student group presented its idea to create transitional housing for homeless female military veterans. They found 3.5 acres of land in the Sulphur Springs neighborhood of Tampa and planned how to finance and develop it. One of the students, John Kynes, used to be district director for Representative Jim Davis.
Well, the name of our project is called Liberty Manor, and it is a proposed demonstration project that would focus on helping homeless women veterans advance towards home ownership. And it would we would work in collaboration with a number of different community partners, most notably the Center for Women, in helping provide supportive services that they may need.
The third student group presented their plan to build employer-assisted housing for local governments. John Sanfilippo is the owner of JG Properties in Lake County and is a student working on this project. It's called Dream Lake Apartments and is based on land he owns in the small city of Fruitland Park, north of Orlando. They plan to ask the city for a below-market rate loan to finance the project, and they will pass the savings on to city employees who rent the apartments.
We're hoping to be breaking ground on it. It's a plan that is in motion. The city staff likes the idea. We sat down and kind of worked out, you know, how we could or could not do it. We have to go through three phases of this to get it approved. But so far, everybody that we've talked to has been open arms about the idea. They think it's a great idea. I mean, it's very important to be able to take city staff and make sure that they can afford to live in the city that they work at.